And don't forget, with the OTR app, every fifth C coffee is free. And thanks to OTR, we're talking all things AFL with Terry Wallace. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith, and to your listeners. Yeah, it's a big week, preliminary final week. Yeah, you just, once you're this far, you really want to get to that last day and be able to just experience the whole week of what grand final week is.
That's exactly right, and we do start things off at the Adelaide Oval, Port versus Richmond. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to build this up almost like a boxing event. I think, to me, it's the best team of the last 4 years are up against the best team of this year. And I'll go further. In the home and away, I think the best match we saw this year is the matchup between these two at Adelaide Oval earlier in August. So it really does build up as being a fantastic game between the two. And in some ways, I would have liked it to be the grand final. I think it would have been very, very deserving of being the grand final. But in another way, at least it means that one of the two, which I think they're both really deserving, I think one of the two at least gets to the big grand final day. So I know you'll have a lot of Port Adelaide supporters listening to the program, so good luck. I mean, what a fantastic year they've had. And it's been a historical year if they get there. You know, the first team ever from outside of the eight to be on top of the ladder for every one of the home and away rounds, and then if they do win on Friday night, I mean, that would be a magnificent feather in the cap of Ken Hinckley and the whole footy club. So, well, I think I've been with Richmond from day one, so I'm sticking with them. Port Adelaide fans, if you saw my tipping 2 weeks ago, you'd sort of say that's probably a good thing because that might be the kiss of death. But look, I've been on the Tigers bandwagon. I think that they're a very, very well-structured, well-organised team. But they've got a few things to overcome. I mean, they're sat back in the hub in Queensland for most of the year. Yeah, the travel to Adelaide wasn't great for them the last time they did it. So, I mean, that's certainly got to be overcome. I don't think you can go back to that game very much because when you have a look at that game, Keith, I mean, both sides had so many players out. And I think, the Tigers had up to about 6 or 7 out, but Port had 4 or 5 out themselves. So it's a very difficult one to go back and put much on what happened on that occasion.
And who do they play out of Brisbane and Geelong?
Well, not much between those two as well. If you have a look at the last couple of times they've met, they played earlier this year. Funny enough, it was actually at the SCG. They played in Sydney for that particular game, and Geelong beat Brisbane. And last year they played late in the year, just before finals, and there was only a kick in it, and it was extra long player Lincoln McCarthy that took a mark and kicked a goal virtually just before the siren blew to get Brisbane up. So there's not much between them. I'm going Brisbane just for the fact that I thought the maturity that they showed in beating Richmond, who I had, as I sort of said, as my number one seed, I thought that was a really good performance a couple of weeks ago. I am worried for the two sides that I'm a bit with that double bye. I don't really like the double bye because all of a sudden they've only played one game in 26 days, and I don't think it's an advantage. As it's played out, it's about 50-50. We've had, over the 4 years that it's been in, we've had four teams who won the qualifying final go through to the grand final, and four teams who won the qualifying final bow out in the prelim. So it's hard to sort of get a real line on it because it's only been there for 4 years. But that is some form of concern. So I've got Richmond and Brisbane getting through. But as I said, the likelihood therefore is it probably ends up being Port Geelong.
The kiss of death is always a beautiful thing. And don't forget that you can pre-order your C coffee with the OTR app and it will be ready for you when you arrive. Terry Wallace, thanks for joining us. And we'll chat next week about the decider.
Thanks, Keith. And in all honesty, good luck to the Port Adelaide supporters. I know there'll be more on this channel than what they will be supporting anyone else. So good luck to them. It's a great journey that they've been on. And as I said, they'll be very deserving to get there.